Drive Time on RTÉ Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Your future is important. Take time to plan for what can go right. Talk to a financial broker about a Zurich savings plan.
Now, I mentioned this earlier at the top of the programme, and an awful lot of people are interested in this. How many photos do you think dog owners take of their dog during its life? Do you think it's hundreds? You'd be wrong. Do you think it'll be 1,000? You'd be wrong again. According to research reported in today's newspapers, the figure is, wait for it, a whopping 13,200 photos of one dog during its lifetime. Well, to find out why and to get some top tips on how to better take photos of dogs, I'm joined by professional dog photographer Audrey Dalton. Good evening to you, Audrey.
Hi Cormac, how now, are you?
Some people won't believe this conversation and they wouldn't pay for it. But of course, some people will and they pay big money for it. But the element of preparing your dog and bringing your dog for a pet shoot, how common is it in Ireland?
I started my business, it'll be 8 now in October, and it's been my full-time job. So I started it just as a sideline to, you know, product photography, thinking it might be something I'd do at the weekends, and it just took off like crazy. And I've been going ever since. And, you know, I was quite surprised that it was 13,000 for the lifetime, because I was like, 13,000 per year? Yeah, that seems normal. But it's in the lifetime. So, you know, like, there are those of us that are that obsessed.
Oh, my God. And are people specific in what they want then when they come to you for a professional photo of the dog?
Like, some people are very, very specific. You know, I've done doggy birthday shoots with, you know, birthday cakes specially for dogs that they smash up and things like that. Or they might have like a special outfit.
And all the dogs are on the table having a cake.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Like everything, having dog-friendly birthday cake. I mean, I always say like nothing is out of it can be done. And, you know, obviously the dog is safe and is happy to do it, then I'm all for it. And other people are happy enough to be like, I've seen your work. You know, what you go crazy yourself with whatever you want to do. But like, you know, there's people that do genuinely have the grandmother will make an outfit for the dog for the photo shoot and things like that.
Are you serious?
Yeah, absolutely. So it's all extremes of
now,
it, you know.
Let me tell you, if I were to get my photo taken, right, and it has happened on occasion, I'd take a shower and I'd put on some gel maybe on the hair. What kind of preparation goes in to grooming the dog for a photo?
It honestly depends on the breed and obviously, again, what you're doing with the dog. So if it's outside and you're going to be in the muck, there's not really much point in paying for a grooming session. Like I'm there to offer advice, but I usually say like a groom can be anything from a bubble bath at home to, you know, your dog literally going and getting fluffed and groomed. It usually depends on the breed and what we're going for, but that can all be spoken about beforehand and I'm there to offer advice, you know. But I always say like, obviously, even a brush at best is, you know, you wouldn't go get your own photograph done, as you say, without, you know, sprucing yourself up a bit. So same for your dog.
And are some dogs more kind of arrogant and camera friendly than others? Some breeds?
Oh, completely. Yeah. I mean, and again, like that's, you know, I always say to people when they come for a professional doggy shoot, I'm like, well, you know, tell me about your dog. So I try to find out about the dog as much as I can so that I can be like, well, you know, your dog sounds very, very active and you lead an active life. So studio doesn't really sound like it's for you. But so, you know, like the collies and that, they're herders, obviously. Their life is outdoors. So they would tend to be a little bit more nervous and might need more time in a studio. But then you have your Frenchies and pugs that are going to come in and literally open the door and be like, I'm here.
Really?
And all they're short of is like having sunglasses, and then their two parents are dragging behind with like 10 bags full of like bandanas and toys and clothes.
I'd
you know,
but greyhound, the Frenchies, a greyhound would be a pretty arrogant breed, I'd say. Show me the camera.
Do you know, they're actually quite camera shy, but what I love about a greyhound is the challenge. Like, I love the sighthounds for their awkwardness of the long legs and all of that. But, you know, one of the things, obviously, their parents always want is an action shot of the dog running because, like, they look so fast. So I'm like, it's usually 20 shots of pure blur. And then I'll get like one perfect shot, you know. So even as a professional, like, I am taking hundreds of shots to get this you know, my a God. Couple of shots, but that's what it's about.
And what about the pesky little chihuahua then? I'd say a chihuahua is difficult to photograph.
No, the poor chihuahuas have a bad rap. Like, I love them because, you know, I think they're great. It's just a lot of times with small dogs, we're so used to just manhandling them straight away. So what I usually do with smaller dogs is I'm like, just leave them alone, let them settle, you know, give them 10 minutes to just have a sniff. And I often say, like, I let the dogs come to me and say hello rather than me go say hello to them.
When you're taking their photo, Audrey, what do you say to them?
Yeah.
I mean, do you say turn left or stand up or...
Oh my God. Do you know, I'm honestly going to say I've had dog biscuits thrown at my head to get dogs to look at me.
Incredible.
But usually I'll ask parents, do they have any sort of particular word? You know, like, again, pugs and Frenchies, it's usually, do you want a treat? You know, and it's all in your inflection and tone.
Is tone important?
Oh, it has to be. Yeah. It can't be.
So
like,
do
I
it
mean,
again there.
You cannot
pretend
be boring.
I'm the chihuahua,
so it has
right?
to be.
Pretend I'm the greyhound and you want me to jump up or whatever.
Do you want a treat? Would you like to go walk? So it has to be, you know, it's like walkies. Whereas your collies and your border collies, they're going to be usually whistles. Do you know what I mean? Or something like that. And then your hunting breeds are going to be bird noises. So if you can do a bird sound or a whistle again, like, so it's just getting to know, like,
my God.
Well, obviously, you know, your own dog, but it's understanding what your dog's actual purpose was, do you know, will usually
me.
Get
And here is me thinking it was just pointing the camera and shooting. You are a pro. There's no question about it. Audrey Dalton, it has been an education, I can tell you, to talk to you. Professional dog photographer, Audrey Dalton. Thank you very much indeed.